Talking Tech fans, please listen up. It's time to quit your Amazon addiction and start shopping elsewhere for the good of the country, for the world, for the internet. After the disaster that is called Prime Day, let's face it, Amazon is too popular and just cannot take all of our love. Let me explain on today's episode of Talking Tech. I am Jefferson Graham with USA Today. So as you know, the heavily hyped Prime Day sale was so eagerly awaited, it crashed Amazon's systems, preventing seemingly hundreds of thousands of people from being able to shop for a few hours. Now, if Amazon, the world's most efficient and what I thought was best-run e-commerce company, could not handle the July 16th rush, well, no one could. Which leads me to only one inescapable conclusion. Amazon needs you to leave and go to competitors. Best Buy, Target, Walmart, Costco, B&H Photo, there's a long list of e-tailers who should be getting your attention. They work just as hard as Amazon, they just don't have your love. Now I know that in general, Amazon is so easy. It has great prices. You make a selection, close your eyes, and the product arrives when you wake up, or so it seems. But the gap between number one e-tailer Amazon and all the others is so wide. We need to even up this gap. According to researcher eMarketer, Amazon has a whopping 49% share of all e-commerce transactions worth $258 billion in 2018. Number two is all the way down at 6.6%, and it belongs to eBay, which mixes in a lot of used with some new, then Apple at 3.9%, retailer Walmart at 3.7%, and Home Depot at 1.5%. Best Buy is in sixth place at 1.2%. Now, we all know that for $119 yearly, Amazon will ship things to you within 2 days and also show you a bunch of streaming movies and TV shows you probably don't want to watch. Guess what, folks? Walmart offers free shipping as well with no membership fee on minimum orders of $35. With the price of goods these days, that is not a hard minimum to meet. Best Buy and Target have the same free 2-day shipping on orders of $35 and up. Admittedly, Walmart, Best Buy, and the Target websites do not make shopping as easy as Amazon does. There's way too many clicks involved there. But what would happen if we started shopping there more often and maybe help Best Buy, for instance, triple its market share from 1.2% to 3.6%? Maybe the retailer could then invest heavily in the website and make it more welcome to our dollars. Okay, so Amazon has 100 million members of the Prime service. That's as large as practically the combined populations of England and France. That's a lot of people to take care of. You know it, I know it. Amazon cannot handle us anymore. If you love Amazon, do the company a favor and start spreading the wealth. It will help level the playing field, make Amazon better, and you'll be a happier human being. What do you think? Which e-tailer should be number two to Amazon? I've got my choice. What's yours? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts to help more people find the show. And you know, if you want to hear us on Amazon Echo speakers, all you have to do is say, Alexa, play USA Today Talking Tech podcast. Thanks, everyone, for listening.